This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 8th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze. Haifa remains sunny, perfect for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Saudi Arabia and Qatar signal diplomacy with Iran remains possible despite renewed missile attacks on Israel, according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, behind the scenes, Israel's negotiations with the U.S. continue over potential actions against Beirut, reports Walla. Also this hour, Israel Katz has stated that any strike on Israel's north will result in a reciprocal strike on Hezbollah, as reported by JNS. Separately, Israel launched strikes on Iranian military targets following a missile attack from Iran. Axios reported from earlier today. And finally, in earlier reporting, Netanyahu's government considers further operations in Iran amidst ongoing tensions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 wrote just minutes ago that Iran's Speaker of Parliament linked the ceasefire violation and naval blockade to recent tensions, stressing that diplomacy and military actions are interconnected. Al Arabiya English posted moments ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu asserted Israel's right to self-defense and mentioned a strategic pause in attacks on Iran. Raylan Givens highlighted in a recent post that Netanyahu discussed with U.S. leaders the possibility of attacking energy facilities, but was advised against it. Let's go deeper. Starting with diplomacy in the region, Saudi Arabia and Qatar have indicated that there is still room for dialogue with Iran. This comes amidst ongoing missile attacks on Israel, as per the Jerusalem Post. These developments suggest that regional players are keen to avoid further escalation and seek peaceful solutions. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Walla reports that Israel is in talks with the U.S. regarding its next steps. The IDF is awaiting directives from the political leadership on whether to target Beirut. This highlights the intricate balance Israel must maintain between military action and diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, Israel Katz's firm stance on retaliating against Hezbollah signals heightened tensions along Israel's northern border, JNS states. This could lead to further instability in the region if provocations continue. That strike on Iranian military targets comes after Iran's recent missile attack, marking a significant escalation since the April 8 ceasefire, according to Axios. This raises concerns about a potential broader conflict involving regional powers. Finally, Netanyahu's government faces pressure both internally and externally as it navigates ongoing threats from Iran. The possibility of returning to operations in Iran suggests a prolonged period of tension, affecting both citizens and regional diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Israeli offensive security company A-Security has raised $37 million to bolster its platform, which aims to prevent cyber threats before they occur, reports Globes. Separately, in response to the escalation against Iran, communication companies are opening free channels to ease connectivity for those affected, Walla Business notes. This move aims to maintain communication lines during times of crisis. And finally, CTEC highlights that the upcoming FIFA North American World Cup is expected to boost economic growth across the continent. However, challenges related to climate and infrastructure could impact its success. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.